Okay, so we're going to do a quick, or not such a quick, we're going to do a review of the action cycle as based on the teachings of Don Norman, but obviously modified to deal with the Shas and post-game. A point of reference is, right, you know, why do we need to do this, right? Because there are basically two issues. This helps us with one, but not necessarily the other, right? What we're doing is basically we're trying to do is sort of see, you know, what goes into an action on the whole, right? And where different things fit in. Right? What that doesn't necessarily do for us is explain why certain things should be cut or lost, right? It doesn't actually explain why misasik should be putter, right? Although obviously it should help us in that direction. But what it really, really, you know, so on the lama level, it doesn't necessarily help us so much. What it does do is it definitely helps us on the ma level, right? It helps us sort of figure out what exactly are we talking about in all the different malachas machshavas cases, right? And number two, and this is where it's really, really important, it helps us put them in conversation or in context of each other, right? So if I were to talk about misasik and say, oh, you know, misasik, you machavin for the pula, but not for the maisa, right, which is Shita's Rashi, that actually was perfect. That makes total sense, right? That totally explains the whole thing, because we could say, oh, you know, in a hanami, you did the pula, but you were machavin for the maisa, so we're not going to blame you for the maisa. And because of that, mimela, we'll say, oh, you know, you're fine. Okay, great. And then moving along to shogeg, you know, then we have to figure out shogeg again. The problem is that doesn't help us understand necessarily where the line is between shogeg and mazid, right? And particularly according to Tosfos, who basically said, oh, if you misunderstand what the object is, that's not shogeg, that's misasik, right? Except isn't that like a classic? Isn't that exactly what shogeg is? Right? You didn't think, oh, I'm doing malacha. You didn't realize you're doing malacha. And now you are, right? But you didn't realize that. Isn't that what shogeg means? Why is that misasik, right? So that's a sort of what we're trying to do by putting together, you know, this whole action cycle and breaking down all the different things that go into an action is to be able to say, oh, well, you know, where's this dividing line between shogeg and misasik according to Rava and misasik according to Abaya, right? Where are these lines? And then I can come and say, oh, you know, why is it can be this way or the other way, right, based on that, right? But what this really does for us is allows us to, you know, to analyze all of these different malachas machshavas issues in context of each other simultaneously, right? It gives us sort of like a clear framework within which to operate. Okay, that's number one, right? And what's great about that is when you deal with each one piecemeal, so it often allows you to come up with you know with explanations, right? You can come up with a svara, but what you can't necessarily do is see how that svara has repercussions for all the other parallel sugyos, right? So if I said something interesting about misasik, I can't necessarily say, oh, right, what does that tell me about shogeg? If I'm dealing with misasik and shogeg and darshan miskavin, right? All right in relationship to each other because I put them all into one broader framework. What I can then do is I can say, oh, if I'm saying this about misasik, right, this shouldn't make sense because of X, Y, Z in shogeg, or right, or the opposite. I'll say, ah, and that explains X, Y, Z in dini shkaga. Okay, so that's why we really are going to go through all the effort of explaining this, you know, this very very complicated chart that I. Very proudly put on the board last time. Okay, that being said, right, let's just hit that up one more time. Okay, so we're just gonna do the charts that I put together. Hopefully everyone can see it. Can everyone see the chart thing that that we're doing? So I'm gonna minimize the ribbon to make it even a little bit smaller. Yeah, is it like clearly
legible?
Okay, great. All right, so first, so this is the basic action cycle. We'll just do it with an actual case, okay? So the first thing is, right, the world. You know, the world exists. It's out there, right? And from the world, there's a sort of a phenomena that that hits you, that interacts with you, right? And that is, right, light from a green oblong object hits your eye. Okay. Then the next, right, that's visceral. That's sort of all happening, right, on the physical plane. Okay, that's totally, right, you know, your body sees that not because of any processing, right? There's, right, electrical pulses that happen inside your eye when, you know, when green oblong objects are placed in sunlight in front of it, okay? Okay, then what happens? Then your mind has to interpret that input, right? So your mind has been given input, and your mind interprets that input into data. And it says, oh, it's a cucumber, right? And that cucumber is on a vine. Alrighty, right? So far, that's all been happening in the background, right? You know, in the sense of a, you know, of a thoughtful, you know, analytic person, haven't really entered into the issue yet, right? So the first thing is sort of like on the physical plane, you know, what happened. The, then, you know, your mind, your body, you as an organism have like a whole system that automatically processes the input into, oh, it's a cucumber, right? So you saw, you know, light from the cucumber hits your eye. That's, you know, you have this data, right? You have a certain number of green pixels, basically, that the cones and rods picked up, right? And then your brain says, oh, it's a cucumber, and that cucumber is on a vine, and that vine is attached to the ground, okay? Now what you have to do is you have to evaluate that data, okay? And this is where your, where the reflective, conscious part of your mind really kicks in, right? Where you as a thinking person say, ah, you know, this cucumber is food, right? This, and not only is this cucumber food, but I can access this food, right? Which is great. Now I go to my goals and I say, ah, you know, now that I know that there's a cucumber that I can eat, right? Am I hungry? And it turns out I am hungry, right? So I'm like, oh, geschmack, I'm hungry. Okay, that brings us to our goal. Then what happens afterwards is you develop an intent to act, right? You saw the cucumber, there was light from the cucumber, hit your eyes. There's a phenomenon. You interpreted that as, you know, a cucumber attached to the ground. You said, ah, this cucumber is food I can eat. Your goal is to eat because you're hungry. Now you do is you develop an intent to act, right? You say, I will take the cucumber off the ground, right? And I will cut it off the vine. And then I will dice it into little discs, right? And I'll eat it, okay? All right, except, right, I kind of skipped a stage there because I don't really necessarily, right, have all those things packed into my intent initially. What I really want to do is eat it, right? I want to take it off the ground and eat it. Now, in the planning of the action, right, I say, oh, I'm going to take out a knife. I'm going to pick up the cucumber. I'm going to cut the vine, right? Then I'm going to cut the cucumber into the little discs. Then I'm going to eat it with Thousand Island dressing, okay? And then I have to actually execute that plan of action, right? And I actually have to go and do all those things, right? And obviously I do all those and those impact on the world. Okay, and then the world, right? And then, you know, then the question, and then the whole cycle can repeat itself depending on whether or not, right, the appropriate results are reached. That's the basic action cycle, okay? Now, the thing is that, right, there are different levels, you know, within the action cycle where errors can occur, okay? And this is the field of error analysis, which is, you know, where's the error and how can it be dealt with, right? That's a field unto itself. Interesting reading if you're ever interested, right? But for us, what really matters is we have the world, right? The first error that can happen is that you don't even see the cucumber, right? Let's say you don't see the cucumber. So let's say you have you don't know that it's there. You don't see it. There's no input from this cucumber, right? And you end up stepping on it, right? And stepping on it and separating it from the ground. Now, the error there is, right, you never saw it in the first place, right? So there's no input, okay? That's already That's already a significant error, right? And that's happening sort of all the way at the very beginning of the action cycle, okay? So it's true in the world, but you haven't received, you know, that input of that phenomenon. Okay, you could see the green oblong object, right? You could see it's a cucumber, but you don't have to see that it's connected to the vine. So you received input, right? But in your interpretation of the data, you didn't process, you didn't get the fact that it's attached to the vine at all, right? Which is essentially what Tosis points out is Rava's case of you see it, you think that it's talush, but it turns out it's mechobar, right? So you see that there's a cucumber, you don't see that it's attached to the vine, right? So their phenomena is registered, there is the appropriate input, right? But the interpretation thereof is flawed. Right, you're missing, you don't real you know, process important data. Then the next level is already on the right on the processing, which is you say, this is a cucumber that I can access, right? I can eat this cucumber. It's accessible, right? Now, if it's Shabbos and it's attached to the vine, and you see that it's attached to the vine, right, but you don't think about that. So that is that's an evaluation error, right? You see the cucumber, right? You see that it's attached to the vine, right? But your evaluation says, this is food that I can access, except that it's not food that you can access, right? Right? That is Shigigas Shabbos, essentially, right? You see what it is, or you see that it's attached to the vine, right? But you forget that today's Shabbos. So there is important input. Right now, you're going to ask, why am I saying it's Shigas Shabbos and not Shigas Malacha? It's a little bit tricky because you're like, well, shouldn't those, it really should be either one, right? But I think there is actually an important reason to separate between them. What's Shigas Malacha? When do you get to a Shigas Malacha? Right, you only get to Shigas Malacha if you, in your intent to act, you say, I'm going to remove the cucumber from the ground, right? And then you forget that removing the cucumber from the ground is a Malacha. So in your intent to act, there's Shigas Malacha, right? But right now, you haven't yet decided to remove it from the ground yet. You're just acknowledging that it's a cucumber, right? Attached to a vine. Now, if you remember that it's, if in your evaluation, you remember that it's Shabbos, right? Then, it's Shabbos. That's a problem, right? Because on Shabbos, cucumbers that are attached to the ground are verboten, right? Can't do anything with them. So the problem here is on the input level, not on the output level, right? You're missing important input, which is that it's Shabbos, right? But that's a problem, not in your interaction and evaluation of the data from the world, right? That's a problem in your own evaluation of that information, right? I mean, there's no data from the world that you're botching. Right, in your decision-making process, right, in your own head, you have a problem of that you're not remembering that it's Shabbos, and this is why it's very important, right? What's the difference between Shigas Shabbos and Misasa and the fact that you didn't realize that it's attached to the ground? At the end of the day, you forgot a fact, right? So the answer is one is a fact about how you evaluated and saw the world, right? The other is a fact about how you view the world, right? One is a problem. Yeah, Eliana.
Doesn't this tell us something about the fundamental nature of Shabbos that to those, let's say, who would view it as like Shabbos, especially when we talk about the difference between Shabbos and Yantif, and Shabbos being the external objective Kadosh Day, like an external phenomena versus Yantif, which is somewhat internally induced. That this would tell us actually, even though it doesn't count as an external phenomenon, it's actually more of a perception of time than an objective, worldly phenomenon.
Okay, interesting. I like that. I think though I don't think it's dependent on that, because I think what we're saying is that when something is about a question of like, are you allowed to do something? Is it us or is it mutter? Right. So I think we're saying like, oh, Shabbos, you know, you're supposed to keep Shabbos and not do malachos, right? So, you know, so whether or not you take that into account is sort of an internal consideration in the mitzvah, mm-hmm. right? Even if you think like, oh, Shabbos is objective, your sort of obligation to, you know, to be Shomer Shabbos is something that's supposed to, you know, be part of the thought process in your head, as opposed to something that focuses on the external reality of Shabbos. But your point is a very good one in that, right? It becomes hard to sort of always be able to easily put your finger on when do we consider something, you know, like an objective fact, right? Oh, today is the seventh day of the week, right? Do you know that? Do you not know that? Maybe that's like a data problem, right? And when do we say no, right? It's Shabbos, you know, with like a geschmack, like a Shabbos, with like a Yehemishi accent. And that like means that it's like a problem in the evaluation in the reflective level. I think that's, you know, definitely right. If you think that it's like Shabbos is more of, you know, something that like, you know, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael es Shabbos, right? In a certain sense, we, you know, our Shmira Shabbos is about Shmira. So it's like your personal, like something that you are supposed to, are obligated in. Even, you know, like there is an objective reality that it's Shabbos, but like malacha is primarily about you not doing malacha, sort of like the Rambam, right? That it's more about creating the Os Bris of Shabbos than not being mechalel, the heft of Kedusha of Shabbos, then it's much easier to make that division. But I think we would say across the board. Although you're right that then it becomes a little bit more difficult to say like why in each case you would you know, draw the line where you are, right? Because let's say, and we're going to get to this, right? The case of like the Tinokos, so they're like, oh, where's the problem? Is the problem that, you know, you didn't realize that it's the wrong Tinok, or the problem, but that's like a data problem, or like you didn't realize that like you're about to do a malacha, and like, you know, where do you draw the line there? It definitely becomes much more difficult. Okay, right. So that's why we're going to say it's Shigas. Actually, no, I'll keep that on there. It's okay. Shigas Shabbos, right? Because it's an input problem. Then, right, let's say, so that's Shkaga already. Why? Also, what did I just say is the difference between Shkaga and Misasik, though?
It's about how you
want to
a background error versus a conscious level error.
Exactly. Right, by case of Shkaga, you made an error, right? You made a mistake. You thought something, and you in your thought you did something wrong, right? As opposed to right the fact that the idea that oh you had bad data, and based on that bad data you acted appropriately, right? Just the context is one that you were incorrect about, right? And now just the way you front, right? You made a conscious mistake, right? You in your consciousness did something wrong, is already something to say, ah, you know, that's like interesting, right? We're not just saying that you as a person did this malacha, but you didn't mean to, because that's true about all of these cases, right? But suddenly when I say that in your consciousness you did something, right, you thought something, so then I can start saying, okay, well, the fact that there's a consciousness, right, involved here, that you consciously are involved in the mistake, right? That can make you either more liable, or we can view that as inherently something problematic, right? But now it's much easier to say, okay, well, shkaga is where you made a mistake, right? And misase can be something, or things that aren't shkaga are cases where you have where there's bad data, right? Where the, you know, sort of the perception of the world, there's some sort of problem between you and the world, right? I'll say like, oh, in Masasek, the breakdown happens between, in the interaction between you and the universe, right? as opposed to by Ashkaga, is there's no outside force involved, right? There's no interaction with an outside entity that caused this issue, right? It's an issue internal to your head. So even if you say it's not about how responsible you are, it's simply in Shkaga, it all happened inside your head. So it's all your fault, right? While by Masasek, I can say, well, it's also the world's fault, or, right, the interaction between you and the world, you and the world didn't do such a great partnership. But at the end of the day, we can't say that it's all in your head, man. So it's all your own problem, right? So already just by making these divisions, in terms of like the action cycle, it already lets you understand why would mechalik between shogeg and misasek. It doesn't necessarily give us the answers, right? But I'd say, oh, here's the dividing line, and then work with it. Okay, just a great thing that I didn't realize when I started doing this, just sort of came up. Agav is that, right? The next part of the action cycle is your goal. And we're going to get to Melach HaShem Tzricha L'Gufa, which is where you see this cucumber. You say, oh, this cucumber is food that I can access, right? And then, or you realize that it's food that, you know, it's Shabbos though, so you can't access it. And then you're like, oh, but I don't really actually want to eat it, right? I'm not hungry. I don't want it. But I think I'm going to do it anyway, right? I'm going to yank it up and smash it. So then it's Mekalkel. So goal-wise, right, the goal that of why you're doing it is inconsistent with the Malacha. But in terms of your evaluation and your intent to act, right, your intent to act is, I'm going to rip this cucumber off of the ground. Happens to be the reason why you want to do it is because you don't like Bob, or you're just in a bad mood, right? Hulk smash. So, okay, I'm going to smash it, right? So the goal by Melach HaShem Tzricha L'Gufa is the problem, or by Mekalkel is the problem. But in terms of your evaluation, you realize it's a Malacha. And in terms of your intent to act is you intend to do the Malacha, right? So why can Melach HaShem Tzricha L'Gufa or Mekalkel be Pater? And the answer is because in terms of the goal, right, the goal is also is part of the action cycle. Okay. However, right, would you think it's more or less Pater then let's say, then like Misasek, Shogeg, right? So that's actually a tricky one, because on the one hand, I would say, you know, it's higher up on the action cycle, so it should be less likely to be Poter you, right? On the other hand, right, it's more fundamental, right? So so just sort of like an interesting question of, well, you know, I can see Mekalkel. So, you know, if Mekalkel is higher up, is probably the goal, so Pashas, it should be worse than, let's say, Shogeg, right? On the other hand, maybe not, because, you know, maybe it just undermines, it's so fundamental, okay? Just like a teaser is that I think in general, we would argue that Mekalkel is going to be Chayiv in Kol HaTorah Kula, because at the end of the day, if Shogeg is Chayiv Chatas, and maybe Mekalkel is really counts as the same thing as Mazid, right? Because it's just another step higher up in the action cycle. On the other hand, maybe by Shabbos, we would argue that it's not, because Melechet Mach Shabbos Asur Torah, and part of doing Malacha is the goal, right? So Dafka Mekalkel might even be less than Shogeg when it comes to Shabbos, because if it's not Melechet Mach Shabbos, so it's not a Malacha on Shabbos. Okay. Right. A Shigas Malacha is, right, the intent to act. Right. I'm going to remove it from the vine and eat it. Right. By the way, what happens in the intent to act, though, is you didn't work out all the physical steps that are necessary, all the maisim that are involved. Right. You're thinking of, right, what you're trying to accomplish. Right. What you're, what you want to do, right? What are you going to do? How you're going to do it, in terms of the physical activities that are going to be involved, that is in the in planning the action, right? You say, oh, I'm going to go cut that cucumber. Then you need to go and get a knife, and you need to pick up the cucumber, and you need to cut off the vine, right? And then you need to cut it into little discs, and then you need to dip it in Thousand Islands dressing, right? Now, when you originally had the intent to act that I'm going to cut it off the vine and eat it with dressing, right? You didn't think, that didn't involve, right, planning out making the Thousand Island dressing, right? In the planning the action, you have to be, you know, if you're like, say like a male of like 50 years ago, right, you wouldn't be capable of planning the action and making the Thousand Islands dressing, right? Because you just know that Thousand Islands dressing is this thing that comes in a bottle, right? So if you didn't have a bottle, you wouldn't be able to make the Thousand Islands dressing, even though you could clearly intend to eat the cucumber with Thousand Islands dressing, right? So those are different things, right? The desire to eat it with Thousand Islands dressing, the plan, the intent to act and eat it with Thousand Islands dressing is not the same as the action plan of cutting it and actually making the dressing, okay? Now, let's say you think the cucumber is detached. So you're not planning on separating it from the ground. So there's an action in your, that right, in your action plan, there's something missing, right?
It's not a problem in the evaluation?
No. It's also in the evaluation, I'd say. But here, or you're right. Let's say you're mechavein lachtoches ha talosh v'chatachas ha-mechobar. So you knew that there's one that's, you saw the one that's attached and the one that's not attached, right? You know that they're different, right? And then you end up cutting the, you know, like picking the one that's attached, right? Not realize, you know, not necessarily being, you know, consciously aware that you switched, or not thinking of the fact that you switched, right? So you're aware, you were originally aware, you know that there's a mechobar, right? It's not that you didn't see it, but you end up doing the mechobar one, right? So according to Rava, that's misasik, right? Because this action of attaching it was not part of your action cycle, right? According to Abaya, you're still chayiv because the actual physical action that you did of cutting it, right, was something that you intended to do. You didn't realize that it's attached to the ground, but at the end of the day, right, you meant to cut it, and you cut it. So the physical action, the pu'ula, is definitely the pu'ula you meant to do, right? Even the ma'isa is the ma'isa you meant to do, right? It just wasn't part of your action plan, right? Then, obviously, right, kuli alma lepligi, and Abaya thinks this is the only case of misasik, is when you meant, in the execution of the action, you meant to pick up the knife, and instead, you accidentally, you cut something while doing that, right? So there, pashut, it's not just, oh, there was an action in your action plan that you didn't realize, right? You made an action plan that didn't involve cutting it off the ground, but it did involve cutting it, and you did all the physical actions, right? It just happens to be that included in that was another act, ma'isa. Here, there's a pu'ula, right? There's a motion that you meant to do the motion, but you had no intent to do any action whatsoever, right? You just meant to pick up the knife. So you weren't planning on cutting anything, right? So there, the motion is correct, right? But the error was in how you interacted with the world. You interacted with something that you never meant to interact with, right? I mean, in the first case of the planning the action, Shitas Rava, you meant to interact with this object, right? But in your action plan, so in terms of executing the action, you did all the actions that you meant to do, right? Because Rava says, you meant to cut the talosh, you ended up cutting the mechobar, but at the end of the day, you did all the actions that you meant, you executed everything perfectly, right? Abaya says, well, if you did everything that you meant to perfectly, even though you didn't mean to have this added thing in there, so who cares, right? At the end of the day, you meant to cut this, you cut it, it happens to have been connected to the ground. That's a problem in the action plan, but it's not a problem in the execution of the action. Misasik, says Abaye, is only in the execution of the action where, right, on the visceral motor level, in terms of your physical action, you interacted with an object that you didn't mean to interact with, right? Because there, your interaction with the world, right, is just not what you meant to. Okay, now Tosfos and Rashi argue about the following. Okay, let's dive it down here. I do, but it's just very hard to see. I don't know if any of you could see, but just the interesting question then is like this. When we talk about this chakira, right, between, you know, these different, the visceral level, the behavioral level, and the reflective level, the conscious mind, sort of the subconscious, you know, processing of what goes into that, and just your basic interaction with the physical world, right? So according to Rashi, all the misasik stuff has to happen on the level of your act. Once you're actually acting, right? Misasik means, says Rashi, you're trying to do something, right? And you end up doing something else. Rav and Abaya argue, right, how much that has to be in the physical interaction with the world and how much that can be in your, you know, your intended actions on the world, right? But that's between, right? Rabbi thinks it's in executing the action, and Rabbi thinks it's even in planning the action, right? If it's your, if it's in your intent to act, that'll be shogeg. According to Rashi, any data error that happens, right, from the phenomena to the interpretation of the data to the evaluation, right, that anything in that system is all going to be shogeg. Even, right, your intent to act is shogeg. Why? Why does Rashi think that?
Because everything you do is intentional. You make up the wrong data.
Right. Meaning, Rashi says the whole question is just one of, did you do what you meant to do? Or can I say that the physical actions that you did really weren't what you meant to do, right? If they weren't what you meant to do, then I can say, oh, well, you know, you were really trying to do something else. This is just like, oh, one big mess up, right? You didn't make a mistake. You didn't mess up. It's not your fault, right? You know, like you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, this thing is a slip up, but the actual, you know, but all that only works if it's not what you meant to do. If you had bad data and then you did something, that's called shogeg, right? Just like if you didn't realize it was Shabbos or you didn't realize it's a malacha, right? So you wouldn't have done it if you had known, but you didn't know, okay, but you meant to do the malacha, so that's shogeg, right? Shogeg, says Rashi, is any time your data leads you to make bad decisions, right? But then today you decided to do this and you did it, right? So for Rashi, it's very much a question of evaluating the action. Right? Can I say that this action was not done? The chavana was not really the action you meant to do. If you meant to do it, then you meant to do it, right? Tosfo says, and they, you know, Don Norman, you know, happens to agree with Shita Tosfos, is that any time the issue is coming from the interaction, right, a problem in the interaction of the person and the system and the world, that's a slip, right? If he is not properly receiving the input, or if he's not given the proper tools or capable of interpreting that data to make it, you know, understandable and legible, right? So you get a certain number of, you know, of different colored pixels, right? If you can't interpret that being a cucumber and that it's on the vine, so the breakdown is between you and the world, right? It's only once the issue is only inside your head where we can say that you made a mistake, right? We need to educate you better. We need you should have thought better, right? You don't understand what's going on. But if it's all about a problem in the input from the world, then we're not going to consider it to be a problem of shogeg. It's going to be misasik. Right, and that's exactly what. And Tosfos will say, "Oh, with according to Rava, right? If you thought it was talosh, and it turns out to have been mechubar, that's misasik, Because at the end of the day, the problem is in the world's input to you. Okay, that's where we're at so far. Okay. Moving right along, right? So that, I think, will help us deal with one very, very significant problem in Shitas Tosfos, right? The big question on Shitas Tosfos is really, you know, where do you draw the line between Shogeg and Misasek? Shouldn't every Shogeg be a case where you just have bad data, right? Okay, and even more so, if you think that it's, oh, let's say you have an object problem, the Gemara says that if you have a case of two children who you're supposed to give a bris milah to, right, and you end up giving it to the wrong one, then that's considered shogeg in your chayv achatas, right? So what's the problem? One second. Right? What's the problem with that? You have two kids, right? You mix up which kid is which. Why isn't that a problem in, you know, in the data input, right? Or in the data interpretation? You thought this kid is the Shabbos bris kid. Turns out he's the Sunday bris kid. So you gave him a bris, shelo bizmano. Right? So Gemara says you're chai. If it's a shogeg, it's shogeg. Right? Or maybe
not chai, but it's definitely, Gemara thinks it's a shogeg.
According to Rashi, why is it a shogeg? Right, it's a data issue, right? When at the end of the day, when you did the Maisa, you meant to do the Maisa, right? According to Tosfos, though, right, having bad input is actually, right, you know, just as much a misasik as if you have erroneous output, right? It's not, the issue's not in your head. So what's the... how do we answer that? How could you deal with that, right? So I think the answer is going back to Eliana's point is that right, there are some things which you know, which are sort of on the border between things that are internal, right? That you internally are obligated to create Shabbos, right? And that's something that, you know, the error is inside your head, right? And there are things which are external where there are these, you know, outside. There's outside data which you need to process in order to have a proper understanding of the world, right? So somehow we're going to need to say that these you know, the identity of these kids is not a world interaction / data problem, but rather it's a problem on your conscious, you know, intellectual
interaction with the situation.
Right? It's a problem inside your decision-making process. It's a problem inside your head. Right? How can we do that? So so the Shita Mekubetzes actually says something like that. Yish lomar, the hachti tinokes hevi kimo niskavin le'iser. He says, when you have these two kids, right, it's not like you had bad data about the state of the world, because both of these kids, right, are an RL. Shari hu miskavin lasos malacha gmura, right? I mean, in terms of the world, both of these kids are regular kids, and doing mila is a malacha, right? Dinehi disavur shahu shel Shabbos mikol makom lechavala miskavin. So he says, no. Here, of course you intend to do malacha, right? You're under the erroneous, understanding that in this case, you're allowed to do the malacha. You're supposed to do the malacha. But that doesn't make it any less of a case where the data tells you that you're doing a malacha. Then in internal considerations, right, inside your head, just like whether or not you know it's Shabbos, knowing whether or not you're supposed to do Mila, because Mila is Docha Shabbos, that's an internal consideration, right? That's like an internal, like, oh, I'm a Shomer Torah Mitzvos. Kadosh Baruch Hu told me that Bayom Hashmini Afilu B'Shabbos. So I'm going to do this Malacha even on Shabbos. But I'm perfectly aware that it's a Malacha, right? I'm perfectly aware of the state of the universe. I'm unaware about whether today is Shabbos or whether I'm supposed to do Mila on this kid is a chisaron in my halachic knowledge, or more importantly, my halachic, right, analysis, right? So what that does is that makes it a conscious mistake. It's not about your data input from the world, right? These kids, in terms of their physical state, is perfectly known. The problem, you understand in terms of what you're interacting with, you are perfectly aware of what objects and what physical states you're interacting with. The state of the world is known to you. The problem is, right, is a halachic one. So the problem isn't in the world. The problem is, right, in your understanding of the situation. You think that you're supposed to do Mila on this kid, even though it's a malacha. It turns out you're wrong. But you know, but you have all the data to know that it's a malacha, because even when the kid is the kid you're supposed to do Mila to on Shabbos, it's a malacha, right? So it's not that you don't have the necessary data to know that you're doing a Maisa malacha. When you do Mila on Shabbos, when the kid is supposed to get Mila on Shabbos, you're doing a malacha. You know you're doing a malacha. You're supposed to do the malacha, right? So in terms of your data, there actually is no data error, right? The data error is that you're shogeg on which kid. Right, but just like Shiga Shabbos, that's not an error on the state of the world, right? That's an error on like the state on your, you know, knowledge, on your decision making of should I, you know, what am I supposed to be doing now? Okay, the Or Sameach is something different. The Or Sameach says that you do actually have a data error, right? There is a data error, right? Because at the end of the day, right, one of the kids was born on Sunday, one of the kids was supposed to get Mila on Sunday, one's supposed to get on Shabbos. So you're right that maybe you could consider that a data error and not a decision error, right? Not that you made the wrong decision, it's that you got the wrong data, right? V'tzarech l'chalik bein achila shuman shu mutter mitzad atzmo, l'mila she'ena muteres rak mitzad mitzvah, v'haynu taima. In the case of you think it's spit and it turns out or shuman and it turns out to be chilev, so then okay, you know, you there's no iser if it's shuman. Right? So then it's not like you need to suddenly be worried and be like paranoid about it. However, right? You have, if you go overboard when doing the Mila, right? And you cut too much, so then you're chayiv for your chayiv, right? For Chilul Shabbos. Okay, im kain yesh gam betino chiyuva dechovel b'shabes v'havelay lezdurei ulamir me'anafshei v'lachoyin havi begeder shkaga v'lo begeder misasek. Right? Why? Cause havelay lezdaher. Okay, now how can you explain that? There are two ways to explain it.
One way is to say that you should you have an enhanced obligation to evaluate on Shabbos, and you failed that obligation, so you're high of Shkaga.
Okay, so how would you sharpen that a little bit? What do you mean by that?
There's an expectation with with Mila and Shabbos, there's a checklist of things you have to keep an eye out for,
right?
Make sure to look for, and you failed to do that. You failed to check off all the everything on the checklist, so that's shogeg.
Okay, I mean, you're saying what? But why is it shogeg?
Well, because it's a failure on the conscious level.
Ah, okay, very good. Right. I mean, you could say it in two ways. You could say, look, buddy, right? The Lord our God, King of the universe, told you to do this on Shabbos, but if you mess up, right, if you cut too much, you cut too little, right, then you're being machal Shabbos. So obviously, you better be careful. And if you're not careful, you're chai v'chatas, because you're just a bad dude, right? You're a sinner. And you need a chatas to be machaper for being a sinner. That's one way to look at it, right? Meaning, essentially, you're right, it should be misasik, but misasik will let you get off because what? Because you're not such a bad guy, you know, it was misasik. So we don't hold you responsible when it's a, you know, and it's really just like a slip, right? However, if you are supposed to be careful, right? If it's like when you give someone an object, you say, it's like a little kid, and you're like, you know, just be really careful because, you know, it's a little kid. So then if you fall asleep and you the little kid wrecks something or gets hurt, then you'll hold them accountable because they're supposed to be careful, right? That's the whole point. However, right, then again, though, what are you saying? You're not saying it's not misasik. You're saying it's misasik, but you're chayim on it because hayelol is dure. However, I think what he's really going for is what Yair Kasowski Sachs is saying. Saying, oh, when I tell you, right, when you're dealing with something that's hayelol is dure, then it knocks up errors in evaluate in processing the data into evaluation of the data, right? It turns into a problem in your own in your own approach to the issue. Because what? Because the minute that you could have, should have, and would have, come and said, oh, this is a malacha, right? Or there's a malacha that's potentially here, and you don't. So then on a conscious level, you fail to do what you were supposed to do, right? So Yair says, it's a conscious problem. Hayulolis Dehure says, you are supposed to consciously confirm certain things when you're dealing with real leidas hasafek, right? There's a big warning sign that says you got to be careful here. So you are responsible to be careful. And therefore, by not checking into it, that's a problem, that's a conscious failure, right? You consciously did the wrong thing because you're supposed to check, you're obligated to check, and you didn't, right? So it's not just, oh, you slipped up, you know, you hit the wrong button, right? It's like when there's a big red button with one of those plastic things on top that says, like, do not press, you know, except, like, you know, in an utmost emergency. If you accidentally flip it up, right, and then you, like, accidentally lean your elbow on it, that's not, oh, oopsies, I slipped, right? That's a mistake, right? It's the big red button, which has a big cover on it that says, you know, do not break glass and push button. So if you break the glass, right, because you're careless, and then you accidentally hit the button, then that's your fault, right? You made a conscious decision, right, not to act in the appropriate manner here, right? And that knocks it up into a conscious problem, not a subconscious one. Okay. Now, the question then becomes, all right, so this is Gishmak, right? I think this is, right, this really puts all of the different pieces of Melachas Machsheves sort of into place with each other. Now the question is sort of what, why is that true, right? Why is Misasik Pater, right? We've shown the what, right? What is Misasik as opposed to Shogeg? The question is, why is Shogeg going to be Chayiv and Misasik going to be Pater? Okay, so one thing that came up already is that maybe right? By shogeg, we can wag our finger. We could say, oh, you know, hayolol is dahure. You did something bad. You weren't careful in something that you should have been careful about, right? You have a greater sort of responsibility, right? That's one way to look at it. The other, and this is sort of the way that we've been, right? We've been leaning towards in our whole action cycle, is we can basically say that either there's a chisaron in the maisa, right? The action, right, is really just not a proper action. There's something missing from the action because, right, on the most basic level of the action cycle, something went wrong. So by the time we get to your action, right, where there's sort of a net deck between the iser and what you did. Or, right, we could say that, you know, that when the problem is not in your decision making, but it's in your interaction with the world. So we can't say you did this wrong thing, right? You made this mistake, right? Rather, right, some sort of breakdown in the system led to a circumstance where you did everything right, right? Just based on bad data, right? And those are going to be, and those I think are a little bit different because in one case I'm saying that you didn't really do a maisa. In the other, I'm saying you did the maisa, but you don't really bear any responsibility for it. Okay, fine. So how do we actually view it? So I think it's actually very nicely a cool machlokas. If you look at the Rambam basically says, remember there were two limudim for the din of misasek, right? Rabbi Lazar said, Rabbi Lazar said that we learn out from let me get it right. Rabbi Lazar said misasek is. Sorry, okay, I'm not going to say which one says what. Sorry, yes. Rabbi Lazar says that we've heard v'chata, right? Achatato asher chata ba, right? Or asheshagag ba l'may misasek, right? The pasuk says that he has to know what he was wrong about, and therefore, if he was misasek, was misasek ba, then he's pata, right? Rabbi Shmuel instead learns it out. Rabbi Yeshua, sorry, learns it out from Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah and not Misasek. Okay, so two options for the limud. Rashi says, you know, each one holds of their own separate limud, and they argue. Okay, so the Rambam says, oh, and by the third point is that when it's let's say you eat chilev. But misasek, you're chayiv. The Gemara says, why? Shekein nene. Because you got hana. Right? Okay. So, what's pshat? So the Rambam says, right? Inyan misasek, mishtagel. Kolomar, im lo haisa matarasa v'chavanaso lo'oso pu'ula dafka. El lo haisa kavanaso lisasek lo'sachek. Ve'in hevdo be'inav. Imye oso davar atzma shu misasek bo ozulaso. Hareza pater b'shabes bilvad. You only put there for misasek on Shabbos. Sha'akla hanachon misasek b'chalom v'arayos chayiv b'Shabbos pater meleches machsheves asra Torah. Right? So what's the Rambam saying? And the Rambam says it again over here in Hilchos Shkagos. Meleches machsheves asra Torah, and therefore only in a case of Shabbos are we going to apply misasek. Okay, so the Avi Ezri says Hare Mefurash Kasav Rak B'Shabbes Pater Mishum De'in Ze Meleches Machsheves. Okay, and the Achi Ezer, by the way, says this is even according to Rabbi Lazar, who learns it out from Ba, not from Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah. He also would say that Meleches Machsheves is only a din in Shabbos. So what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam's saying like this, and this is just I think very actually very relatively straightforward. And right? You have Misase. Why is Misase Pater? Right? It's in the Maisa. But it's not really a Chisaron in the Maisa. It's a Chisaron in the Maisa, not because a Maisa dump and Misase gives it a Maisa, but because it's a Chisaron in the Chaser Hagdaras Ha'avira. Okay, so the Rambam says it's only true Shabbos Shesham Asar HaTorah Rak Malaches Machshaves. What does this all mean? The Rambam says as follows. God said, on Shabbos, don't do Malaches Machshaves. If it's Malaches Misasek, it's not Malaches Machshaves. Is it Asar on Shabbos? Midaraisa? No, right? Because God didn't say, don't do action A, B, or C. God said, don't build a boat, right? If you take a hammer and a nails and you meant to build a boat and you build a boat, that is building a boat. If you take a hammer and your nails and you bang them together because you just need to get out your energy and you have no knowledge of what you're banging, is that building a boat? No, right? That's not Malachas Machsheves. So you do the same physical action, but the Isser is only building a boat, not banging nails into pieces of wood that happen to be boat shaped, right? It's not the action that's usher. It's the malacha that's usher. It's the malachas machshaves. In which case, if you did misase, you just didn't do the avira, right? Okay. Now, what would be the exact opposite of that? So according to the Rambam, why you chayv on misasik b'chalav b'arayos? Because why not, right? The iser on chaylev is eating chaylev. If you eat chaylev, not thinking that it's chaylev, thinking that it's shuman, thinking that it's spit, not thinking that you're eating anything at all, did you eat chaylev? At the end of the day, yeah, right? If there's an iser of, I don't know, planting kilayim, right? And you plant kilayim. Did you do the maisa? You did the maisa. And if you did the maisa, so you did the maisa, right? So the Rambam says, anytime that the definition of the malacha, of the iser, is the maisa, if you did the maisa, you're chayiv. If the definition of the malach, of the iser is malachet machsheves, then if it was done b'li machsheves, you just didn't do the iser. So the whole chiddush of misasik, according to the Rambam, is actually it's really a chiddush within Hilchos Shabbos. Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah. Okay, but it's not actually telling us anything sort of fundamental about like averas in general, right? Okay. But this is actually very helpful according to another shita, because I'm just going to bring in the Rosh Shlomo Kluger and the Asan Daraisa. He says the following, okay? You know what? I should probably... No, I will skip... Oh, I'm going to move that lower. I'm going to move that later. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. Okay, on the other hand, the Ritva says, right, of course, we hold that Misasik is Pater B'chol HaTorah Kula. Okay? Why? And the Kovach Shurim says... Right? And therefore what? It's as if you didn't do it, says the Kovach Shurim. Right? Basically the exact opposite of the Rambam. The Rambam says, of course you did it, right? But the definition of the malacha is such that there's no problem, right? The Rav Chanan Wasserman says the opposite. No, right? It's that b'hagdara, if you didn't, you know, mean to do it, if it was a slip, right? It's as if you didn't do it, right? Why? And I think that, okay, but then why? You did it. How can we explain this? Right, let's just, the alternative is, it's like a netek fin hagavra within a maisa. As if you didn't do the maisa. Why is it as if you didn't do the maisa? How can I say that? But you did the maisa, right? So what would our chat be?
Because it wasn't in your action plan.
Correct. Like, why? I mean, why would I take that out of this? As if you didn't do it. I can say you don't bear responsibility. I can say it's not as if you didn't have kavana, right? Meaning by shogeg, I can say, why are you chayev? Because you had kavana. You had kavana that was mistaken, but you still had kavana. Here, if it wasn't in your action plan, you didn't even have kavana for it. But why would I say it's as if you didn't do the maisa? I mean, he's saying it happened, but it's as if it happened by itself with no human involvement.
Because a maisa maybe is defined as you having a plan to do something and then doing it.
Okay, so you could say that you exist v'toras a object, not a subject, right? I mean, normally a human is a subject, and here the human is just an object, basically. Okay, that's one option. That's a pretty good option, right? Human as object. Or as Golem/Golem. Not to use Golem. What's the alternative? So I would say something similar but a little bit different is that when you're dealing with something on the reflective level, right? On the conscious level. So where's the problem? Who decided to? Who messed up? You did, right? It's totally internal, right? If it's on the lower levels of the action cycle, so where's the problem? It's in the interaction between the world and the human being, right? In which case, it's not totally something that's being done by the person, in a sense, right? It comes because of a lack of a breakdown between the person and the world around him. In which case, it's not the action is not internal to the person, right? It's not just that he's acting without kavana. It's that it's not entirely applicable to the person, right? It's something that's applicable to the combination and the bad combination of the world and the person, right? The environment and the person are not interacting properly. But since it's not entirely the person who's acting here, but the world is actually part one of the actors, so then I can say, oh, right, it's a breakdown in the interaction between, right, the man and his surrounding, right? And when we say that there's a problem in the interaction between the person and the world, right, then suddenly, well, it's not his action, right? So it's just not totally his action. It's as if it happened, right? It happened by all sorts of factors in the world. But I would say, oh, they're environmental factors, right? I can't say, oh, he did it, right? If you have a case where the environment causes something, so then do you say the person did it, or say, oh, right, it's a product of its environment. So here I can say, oh, it's a product of its environment, right? Okay, that's Rav Chanan Vasari. This is, I should actually just write names. This is the Rambam.
So that's the definition of Jew. Okay, what's my little kind of like a small cash about that?
Yeah, that was a COVID shoe, right? Okay, Tosvos, by the is mechalek in a cool way. Tosvos says there are tzvei dinim, right? Tosvos says that we're mechalek between Shabbos and Chol,
Why? Because on Shabbos, first of all, we'd say even though you're nana, you're chayiv, and we would say by Shabbos, what we care about is whether or not you accomplished the malacha that you set out to accomplish, right? So even if you got the wrong object, if you ended up meant to do a malacha, let's say you meant to, if you meant to do whatever it is that you meant to do, let's say you meant to cut object A and you ended up cutting object B and separating from the ground. So Toso says that that would be nasis machshavto, and therefore you need malachas machshavas, you need ba, in order to platter you. But malachas machshavas teaches you that even if you meant to pick A off a tree and you ended up picking B off a tree, since it's even that's when you're putter, because lo nas machshavto. It's a little bit, I would have kind of thought the opposite. Yeah, Tosos is a little bit strange, but the important thing from Tosos, at least for now, because we're short on time, is that Tosos says, says there are two dinim. There's a din of misasik by Shabbos, and there's the din of misasik by Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Kilas Yaakov says, misasik choshev maisa, ela shechoser hakavana. Right? Which is actually, because Yaakov is a Siplagon, and this is kind of very, very understandable to us. He says, right, Misasik is Choshev Maisa, right? He's not willing to go as far as the, as Rav Chana Wasserman. Ela shechoser hakavana, v'hatora lo chayva. Right? It's not that nothing happened. It's not that you did, there's no Maisa. There is a Maisa, but you're only chayiv if you do a chayt with kavana. So shogig, you have kavana, right? You're not chayv misa because it was shogeg, but you had kavana to do the maisa. Here you did the maisa, but without kavana, right? Because your conscious mind did not have kavana for this maisa, right? That actually is very, very easy. And then he says, oh, you're pata from onesh, okay? And therefore what? Why are you going to be chayv if you were by chelev and arayos?
If you get hana, right, then you can't say, oh, it's as if, you know, your mind, your conscious mind is totally detached, because you benefited from it. You feel the benefit.
Right? So therefore, basically, we treat that as if it was kavana. Now, I'm not totally sure if he means that it, like, is like a fill-in for kavana, or you don't need kavana because since you got hana, that's enough to be mechayiv you for kapara, right? And this gets us into like a big chakira, and the guy the chiyuv chatas. How much is chiyuv chatas a din in, right? You did something, therefore you need kapara, or that you did something wrong, right? I mean, how much is it? Oh, right, you did the chayt and therefore you need kapara. Or is it you messed up, right? You made a mistake, and now you need a b'chapa for making that mistake, right? When it came to Shigga Shabbos, we had that a lot, right? That, you know, you did whatever malacha. Oh, but was it b'shigga Shabbos or Shigga's malachas, right? Because if it's Shigga Shabbos, it's only one shkaga. You only made one mistake because you forgot that it's Shabbos. If you forgot that the malachas are usur, each one is a separate mistake. Which sort of implies, I mean, in terms of the Maisav eras, you did the same number of Maisim, right? Which sort of implies, why are you Chayiv? Because you made that mistake. You were shogeg. You're not Chayiv for the Maisav era. You're Chayiv for the Shkaga, the mistake, the not being careful and not being on top of things and ending up doing the Chayt. But it's not that you did the Chayt, which is Mechayiv. It's that you made a mistake and therefore sin, right? But the real problem is the mistake that leads to the sin. In which case, the real chait is what happens on the conscious level, on the reflective level inside your head, right? So the Kiyas Yaakov might be saying, oh, well, if you got the hana, then it's as if you did that. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks the following question, okay? And this is just like a huge, huge kasha, and very important question, and it's huge nafkaminas. If misasik is as if you didn't do the maisa, then no chait happened, right? I mean, according to the chakir I just gave out, in order to say that you're patar by misasik, you can't just say that you're not responsible for the chait. You have to say that the chait didn't happen, right?
no sin happened, essentially, or no act of sin happened. But if that's true, then we shouldn't, like, if someone's doing a chayp in misasik, we should just not care, right? Meaning no sin is happening. Okay? V'nirali davar chadash. Dima dima ma'atinan me'asher chata ba'a prat l'misasik. Lo d'misasik lo nasa ha'vera klal. Ela d'mikri ha'vera b'shogig. V'af b'shogig ki hai mima'atinan me'asher chata ba'a d'patr mi'korba. Aval mi'komako mikri shigyas iser. Right? In general, misasik is a p'tur from onesh. You did a chait, but your pater, you don't even need to bring a carbon. Why? Because it was all it all happened, you know, subconsciously. It was a slip up. It wasn't a mistake. So your pater, you don't have to bring a carbon even. You still did the chait, but it was like a slip up, and you know, things happen. It's all right. Don't worry about it. On the other hand, ma dima matina mitam dimaleches machsheves asra Torah. Hecha delika maleches machsheves inu bechla malacha below nasa havera klau. So he says, I have a geshmak vart. When it comes to Shabbos, the Rambam's right. It's not a malacha. Because maleches machsheves asra Torah, if it's not b'mishtavein, if it's not b'machsheves, it's not a malacha at all. So no chait happened. Because you just didn't do a chait, because that's not what a malacha is. When it comes to other isurim, right, then I move over to the other side and say, oh, it's not that no chait happened. A chait did happen, right? You're just pater on it. And it's just going to be, going to be over here. I could say, right here, I'm saying that no chait happened because it's not part of a hagdara of the avera. Over here, I could say, no chait happened. There's a netek between the gavra and the maisa, and he didn't do it, right? This is, let's say, he didn't do it. Right, and here, he didn't do it. The alternative, right, Rabbi Chanan says,
he did it, right? Right?
That's only true, that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right? And therefore, he says, you still have to worry about it if it happens, but that's only true by everything except Shabbos. But the Rambam's right about Shabbos. In addition to the Rambam's wrong about other mitzvos, because there's a p'tur onesh, a p'tur chatas of misasik, right? But it's essentially just, it's a question of extent, right? If it's on the conscious level, then it's shkagas, you're chayav chatas. If not, then you're p'tur from chatas, even though you still did the chait, right? What we saw in Rabbi Chanan is a no, like you actually didn't do it, right? We say it's a product of its environment, because the breakdown happened not in the person, but in the interaction between the person and the world. So the world sort of bears bears responsibility as well, right? The environment also bears responsibility. Just to finish off, the Rosh Shlomo Kluger says, okay,
I'm telling you that you, like Rabbi Chanan, that you didn't do it, how can I be behind you in the case of Chayav?
How do I say Bechilev, since you're Nene, you're Chai? So he says something interesting, which is the following. He says, you're right. In most Averos, he sort of combines these two very interestingly, right? Shlomo Kluger says, I'm going to pop it up just for one half a second. When it comes to Isurei Hana, in Hamaisa Avera Klal, Rak Hargashas Hahana Hu Havera Ubilti Nerze. When God says don't eat Chelev, he's not saying don't eat Chelev, right? He's saying the Hana from Chelev is bad, is awesome, right? So what? Can I blame the fact that you
got hana
on the environment? Who's getting the hana? You are, right? So says the
Asa. then I come to an iser, where the iser is a maisa avera. So then, if the product of its environment, because it's mizase, then you didn't do it, right?
But when the iser is
the maisa,
the iser is the hana, right? If it's like the Rambam, he's like just transposing the Rambam one down, right? The Rambam says only Shabbos where the iser is melechas machsheves. If it's mizase, it's not melechas machsheves. Rav Elchanan Wasserman said, "Oh, yeah, but if it's you know if it's masasek, then you didn't do the ma'isa. So even though the iser is the ma'isa, you didn't do the ma'isa. So someone cooker says, yeah, that's true, you didn't do it, right? But you didn't do the ma'isa of eating the chaylev. But if the iser isn't the ma'isa, if the iser is the hana, right? Iser hana." All on you. So even though you didn't do the ma'isa, you still did. You got the hana, and the iser is the hana, not the ma'isa. So you're right. The ma'isa was done by somebody else, but at the end of the day, you're the one who did the iser, which is the getting the hana, right? So just to like to sum up our really regalachas, misasik, right, could be one of two things. We could say misasik gets you out of being chayav. Chatas, right? I could say, oh, you're putter from chayav chatas because it's, you bear less responsibility, right? It's, it was a slip up. It wasn't a mistake. So you're not chayav, right? And maybe you can argue the reason why is because you're chayav chatas, not because of the ma'isa avera. You did the ma'isa, right? But because, right, you were shogeg, the shgagad, the mistake, is perhaps what's machayev chatas, right? And here, right, let's say, shkaga mechayev. And here, it wasn't a shkaga, it was a slip-up, right? So, in a chenami, you did the ma'isa avira, but the ma'isa avira is not machayev, the shkaga is machayev. Okay, the alternative is to say, the ma'isa avira is machayev chatas, right? But you just didn't do the ma'isa avira, right? Because the definition of an act of a human action is one which is dependent on the person. And therefore, either we could say, oh, you're acting as an object, not as a subject, or you're simply, right, the mice is a product of its environment. Or you could say, no, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the nature of the isur that we're dealing with. Certain isurim are isurim in the machshava. Right? Or melachas machshavas. Some are an iser in the ma'isa, and some are an iser in the hana. And depending on where you fall in those categories, right, misasik may or may not help you. Right? But over here, we're basically saying, oh, it depends on your level of obligation depends on your kavana. And hana is a kavana booster, basically. Here we're saying, no, your chiyuv is dependent on whether or not it's your ma'isa. But if it's not dependent on your ma'isa, but it depends on the hana, that's a different question. According to the Rambam, it just depends on the nature of the iser that we're dealing with in the first place. If it's an iser that requires kavana, then you're going to be chayiv only if you had kavana. But otherwise, misasik doesn't really help you, because misasik at the end of the day is you still did it, right? What we're seeing here is that, no, we're defining, since it's a product of its environment, we can go so far and say that there was no ma'isa at all. If this is true, one of the Rabbi Kiva Eger's kashas is, then why do you have to make sure that people don't, like, why are we so worried about people being over on Isurim by accident in cases where it would be misasik? So Rabbi Yaakov Krumbein, who's a Ram here, has a great article where he argues that there's a mitzvah saseh kloli on Kol HaTorah Kula, that you have to be shomer, right, v'shamartim es mitzvos, basically. So, mipchinas the iser, you're not over the iser. The iser doesn't say that you have to be worried about misasik because you're just not doing the ma'isa. But in terms of the obligation to be shomer the Torah, you have an obligation to make to go out of your way to not even do it by misasik. But he's modeh that you didn't do the ma'isa, so it's not a problem, but you have an overarching obligation to be shomer the Torah. Okay, sorry, I went a little.